720 WGN. Everybody's talking about two things, either the solar eclipse or the cicadas. I might be a little more concerned about the cicadas, even though I'd like to see the solar eclipse. Dr. Katie Dana is with the Illinois Natural History Survey, and we're right smack dab into what is going to be one of the largest concentrations of these two broods emerging from the earth, right, Doctor?
Yeah, so we are going to have so many cicadas across the entire U.S. I mean, not the entire U.S., but a huge, substantial portion of it. And, you know, while it's just one brood in Chicago that's coming out, it is one of the most dense broods that we know of. So, yes, whatever, you know, everybody experienced in 2007, that's what you're going to experience again this year.
But why does 221 years come into the conversation all the time?
Right. So what is fascinating about this year is we have a 17-year brood, which is going to be like most of our northern Illinois region. And then we have a 13-year brood. So that means that they just kind of came out at the same time. And that hasn't happened in 221 years. And it's really, really special for Illinois in particular, because it means that from the north end of Illinois all the way to the south end, we're going to have cicadas emerging.
Katie, it's special for you. The rest of us are like, they could go back in the ground for a few more years.
I know. I am a little bit biased.
Yes. So do they come out, mate, and die, or do they come out, mate, and go back down?
Yes. So they are only adults for about a month, right? So most of their life is spent as what we call nymphs underground, so little baby cicadas living underground. And so, yeah, they come above ground after 17 years below ground and lay their eggs, or mate and lay their eggs, and then fall to the ground and, yeah, die.
Do they lay their eggs on tree leaves or trunks or where?
Yeah, so they like to lay their eggs on twigs, you know, not a thick, you know, not a thick piece of the tree. It's the little twigs at the ends of the branches. And they lay their eggs inside of the twig. It's really cool to see, like, they're all stacked in order right inside the twig. And yeah, those eggs take maybe 4 to 6 weeks to hatch, and then they fall to the ground as little tiny itty bitty cicadas. They're about the size of a grain of rice. And then they have a lot of growing to do.
Yeah. So when they go back down, what do they eat? What have they been eating this whole time?
They've been eating plant juices. So they're just sucking the juices off of the roots of trees. It's a really, really low nutrient food source. So I imagine that's part of the reason that it takes them a really, really long time. They live in these little sort of burrows underground. They're usually in the top foot of soil, so they don't go very deep at all.
Really? So like when we're gardening or, you know, planting a tree or something, we would encounter them normally?
Yeah, you might just not be noticing them, right? They grow a lot in that final year, so they're a little bit smaller when you're digging, you know, when it's not an emergency year like this year.
What happens when our dogs want to eat them?
They get a noisy treat.
They
are not poisonous. There's some really fun YouTube videos out there of dogs, you know, with screaming cicadas in their mouths. But no, they're not going to get sick unless they eat a lot of them. So maybe don't let them stuff themselves on cicadas. But yeah, they're a great food source for a lot of our wildlife. So very edible. You know, even people eat them.
Yeah, I know that there were restaurants in the past, like 2007 or during previous years when they've emerged, where somebody, you know, starts coming up with some cicada dishes to serve up just to make sure they get on the news. And it works, but it is a great source of protein, right?
Yeah. You know, they're a pretty hearty insect, right? I mean, most insects are not that big. Yeah, the only thing is that if you eat them, you know, when they've fully hardened after they come out of their shell, they're really crunchy, and I don't recommend it. So you have to kind of harvest them a little bit earlier in the season when they're still a little squishy, which sounds disgusting.
So I was reading that in 1956, entomologists were talking about how many cicadas were emerging, and it translated to 1.5 million cicadas per acre. Please tell me that's not what's going to happen this year.
I mean, that is what I'm talking about when I say that, you know, the Chicago brood, you know, it's a Northern Illinois brood, but that brood is one of the densest broods. You know, what's really sad about that paper in particular is there are no more cicadas at that site. So it's in Raccoon Grove, and there's no more cicadas there. So it's fascinating to me, but also very, very disturbing. but, you know, we... So Chicago is going to experience, yes, a lot of cicadas. They are spotty, though. So, you know, anywhere that didn't have trees 17 years ago, you're not going to see them, right? They needed to have something that they could actually lay their eggs in and a place for them to develop for those 17 years. So they do really well in cemeteries, public parks, and woods. So,
yes. And well-established neighborhoods.
All that. Yes, exactly, exactly. So, you know, cemeteries are a great place to go visit the cicadas also, because, yeah, that undisturbed ground is really important for them.
For the past year, like the past couple summers, I've heard like that hum, you know, not as loud as traditional cicadas, but still something that I believe to be something along that species. Has there been an early emergence or what's going on?
So, yeah, so, you know, a lot of people get annual cicadas and periodical cicadas, you know, confused, but the annual cicadas come later. The thing about Chicago, though, is because it's so dense, you do get a lot of cicadas that get their clock wrong, right? And so that means that, you know, during the month of, you know, between mid-May to mid-June, you do have periodical cicadas coming out early because they just have their clock wrong. In fact, in 2020, there were so many cicadas out that some researchers think that, you know, it could be setting up a new brood. So we may have a new brood of cicadas that comes out in 2020 in certain parts of Chicago. You might not be wrong, right? Those could have been some cicadas that had their clock wrong and, yeah, have been singing for a while now.
So you think this emergence will take place in June?
So usually they start coming out in mid-May, and they really peak at the end of May and early June. So, yeah, that's my best guess. Of course, weather changes things. Soil temperature is a huge part of it. And, you know, we are seeing rising temperatures, and so it could be that they do come out a little bit earlier this year.
I hope you'll come back on because you love these things, and I'm intrigued by your enthusiasm. So
when I got my PhD, I started calling myself Dr. Cicady D.
That's great. That's great. Well, really nice to meet you, and we'll talk again in the future.
All right. Thank you so much.
That is Dr. Katie Dana, Illinois Natural History Survey, the one person that's really enthusiastic about cicadas. Maybe you are, too. Hey, Steve's News is next on 720 WGN. Lisa Dent.